1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Saying he's making good on a promise to save people money, Governor Polis signing off on a couple of bills that do that. The first cuts property taxes for homeowners. The second puts off collection of a 2 cent a gallon gasoline fee initially set to go into effect this year. It now will kick in next April. An affordable subdivision modeled after one in Silt is under consideration in Palisade. A public hearing tonight on the proposed Wine Country Village at Alberta and West First. The development has 60 single-family homes. It's a long-term lease plan under which the buyer purchases the home, but not the land. School District 51 ranks high for safety and security, 12th among 2,000 districts surveyed by the National Institute of Justice. Director Tim Leon tells KJCT every school follows the same protocols, so each is prepared the same. He says many of those protocols have been used as a model for other school districts. No word on a man missing since jumping into the Colorado River near Rifle Friday. Police Chief Deborah Funston tells the Post-Independent Jeremy Trujillo was last seen jumping into the river from an old bridge at the Rifle Rest Area. Rescuers are not able to use a search boat because of the strong current. They did deploy a drone to try and gather information. City residents can learn about projects going on around Grand Junction at a community meeting tomorrow. Representatives from various city departments will be on hand with information and to hear input. Lunch and Learn is from noon until 1:30 tomorrow at Fire Station 6 on 27 Road. Leave your gun at home if you're visiting a city facility in Denver. City Council there passing an ordinance prohibiting people with concealed carry permits carrying them in parks and buildings. The vote was 9-3. Denver's mayor expected to sign that measure. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.